everyone. Welcome to the Kenosha Life Course Initiative for Healthy Families, hashtag Take Action podcast. I am here with Atifa Robinson today to talk about the K-Life program and what it involves. So Atifa, give us the rundown.
Hi, my name is Atifa Robinson. I'm the Kenosha Life Course Initiative for Healthy Family Project Management, just for Kenosha. And our mission is to eliminate the gap in premature birth and low birth weight between Black and white infants, and to address the underlying community conditions and social factors that lead to infant mortality. Our action plan for this year, for 2019, we're going to work on improving birth outcomes to reduce infant mortality, improve access to health care for parents and families to promote health equity, and address factors which affect postpartum depression.
Atifa, can you tell me what health equity is and what it means?
Health equity is just providing health services or services for all. Sometimes in our community, services are provided, but sometimes others don't know those services are available. And so sometimes those services might be provided to limited, whether it's culturally, whether it's gender specific. And so what we want it to be is that health equity means just providing service to all, making everyone all inclusive, no matter what gender you are, no matter what nationality you are, no matter what religion. So making those services available. And health equity looks like sitting down as a community, making it a community-wide approach. So including everyone in the community, the mayor, the county execs, just hospital, educational school boards, just sitting down and saying, how can we make things available to everybody, no matter what the resources are, and being respectful and mindful of people, religion, gender, backgrounds.
Demographics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of my favorite definitions is health equity means that everyone has a fair and just opportunity to be as healthy as possible. And I think that really encapsulates what it really means and everything that's kind of involved in making sure that everyone has access, everyone has resources that are not only there, but just good resources. So my name is Josie Garwood. I'm the K-Life intern for this summer, and we wanted to set this up because we recognize the need in the Kenosha area for greater health equity efforts. You know, we need more community collaboration for this to happen, so we decided to drop this podcast basically to kind of introduce what K-Life does, to bring on some people that are furthering the health equity mission in the community and in the United States as a whole. So a little bit about me. I grew up in Burlington and I'm attending UW-Madison, majoring in psychology and gender and women's studies. And I've done a couple trips and a lot of psychological research. And I got interested in kind of public health and health equity as a whole. So that's how I ended up here. And I've been doing a lot of graphic design and website creation. And now we're working on this podcast. So very excited to be here with you all. And I just have a few questions for Atifa so everyone can kind of get to understand what K-Life is, what it does, a little bit more about Atifa and her role in all of this. So Atifa, you talked about life and its mission. How did you get involved in public health? Like, what was the trajectory to get you to where you are today?
Well, actually, I started in just human services. And that is about 10 years ago. I started working in human services and wanted to advocate for individuals in their health, helping them to navigate through community resources. And so that led me to a position through KFASI, which is Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services Incorporation, where I was a family service manager. Also, I worked in the senior service as a project assistant to create new projects for the senior service department. And so while I was at KFASI, we had a program called Healthy Families, which was funded through Life Course Initiative program. And so I was able to attend the meetings and sit at the collaborative meeting. And I met my predecessor, which is Pamela Smith, who was the project manager over Kenosha Life. And through that process, I learned that the Life Course is a targeted regional program of the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. It's funded by Wisconsin Partnership Program, and it's designed to improve community conditions that lead to healthier birth outcomes among African Americans. And Life is located located in three cities, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Racine, Wisconsin. And the LIFE Initiative overall goals is to improve health of African-American women, improve African-American infant health and survival, and address social and economic inequities. Wisconsin Partnership Program, they have a five-year plan about improving health equity. They want health access for everyone across an equal playing field. And so that is one of my goals and has always been one of my goals in my 10-year journey. So participating in LIFE and being hired by LIFE was not only a great thing for me, but it was one of my five-year goals.
Yeah. So you talked about how it's in Racine and Milwaukee as well. How is the LIFE initiative here and the mission a little bit different from those other two cities?
Our goal across the board for Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Racine is to reduce infant mortality and to work on health disparities, some of the social determinants that affect health outcomes, such as health insurance, employment, discrimination. It's across the board. But each of the initiatives have different action plans that they work on. Right now, we're working on postpartum depression. In Racine, they looked at breastfeeding, and in Milwaukee, their goal also was different as well. So each of us, our main goal is to reduce infant mortality, but then our collaborative creates different action plans for us to be able to engage our community, because each of the community needs are different. So in Kenosha, our needs might be different as far as we might need more educational resources. In Racine, the need might be more of, you know, it could be discrimination, and that's just for example. And in Milwaukee, the example could be, you know, just community approach. So you, based on the need of each community, the project manager will set an action plan with the collaborative members to determine or target what should be addressed in the community.
So how has your work with K-Life influenced the way you view equity in terms of health and healthcare?
Just working with Kenosha LIFE has showed me there are so many areas that need to be addressed. Mental health is a big one in the community. Sometimes in the African-American community, mental health is not something that is talked about culturally. We're looked at or viewed as being strong. And so when you're strong, that you persevere through it. So the other thing is employment. We are also taught in the African-American community that, you know, you're supposed to work hard to build your empire. You work hard to build your legacy. So getting a handout is not something that is socially acceptable. So sometimes we're not willing to go and get services because that's, again, not looked as being a strong individual. The other thing is education. Education is a big thing in the African-American community. We want our children to thrive. We do want our kids to be successful. But when we go to school, we're afraid to talk about if our kids have ADHD, if they are being diagnosed, that there could be anything wrong. That is not culturally or socially acceptable. Sometimes we take it as the student is just not applying themselves. So working for Kenosha LIFE has helped me to move closer towards health equity, because first we want to address those social determinants that affect healthy birth outcomes. And then also we want to work on moving our community towards saying you're not alone. It's okay to have some of these concerns, but these services are available to you. And we want to make sure that we provide that navigational piece to direct you to the resources to get the help that you need, and that you are strong and you still can be empowered if you utilize these services to stabilize your home.
Right. What are your hopes for the K-Life program, and what do you hope to accomplish during your time here?
The hope for the K-Life program is to make sure that we are educating our community. What I learned that sometimes people don't have the education or the information or the resources to even navigate for themselves. So my hope for Kenosha LIFE is that we can educate the community on infant mortality, on social determinants of health, on discrimination, and how those things do affect birth outcomes. What I would like to see in 2020 is for some legislations to change.
Yeah.
To where we can work on some legislations to improve health disparities, some legislations around maternal mental health, and the way people are accessing care throughout the community.
Yeah, so I know I've been working on an educational booklet surrounding infant mortality and health equity, and we've been working on postpartum depression resource cards. What kind of other materials do you offer to people in the community that kind of show, this is our initiative, this is how you can get help with anything that you need, here's what we're doing to strive towards health equity?
For me, I have a resource binder. And so I carry that around. So generally what I usually offer is depending on the need. And so if someone comes and they're having a baby, we talk about WIC services through Racing Kenosha Community Action Agency. If they're a family unit and there's a father in the home, which we promote fatherhood involvement, we talk about the Dedicated Dads program. If there's other services that they're needing, like prenatal services, community resources, we talk about the nurse home visiting program. The other things that we talk about is the PSN, Prevention Service Network Family Resource. If they're looking for parenting components and other things to stabilize their home. So we have a lot of resources that we provide. We do have our health equity forum that's coming up July 18th from 11:30 to 1 p.m. That event is going to talk about health equity. We have 9 panel members that's going to be on the panel. They represent that social determinant of health. And then we have a presenter that's also going to talk about health equity. Also, you can find Kenosha Life at the National Night Out. We're going to be at the Lincoln Park site. And at this site, we'll be giving out 400 book bags to family and children in need. The only thing that we're asking is that parents be present, and then we're going to ask them to fill out like a 3-question survey about health equities, just some simple things. So August 6th, National Night Out, Lincoln Park. Kenosha Life will be there providing mental health resources and community resources.
Yeah, and I know on our website we offer a lot of information about our events and our services that we have, so definitely check that out if you get the chance. And then my last question for you would be, can you just tell all of our listeners what they should expect for this podcast series in terms of potential guests or topics that will be covered, as well as what they will get out of it listening to you?
The podcast series is going to be about health equity. Again, we're going to be touching on those social determinants of health and some of those topics that can be challenging in the community. And we want to give our readers and our viewers, if you go to our website, you'll be able to read and blog with us. If you go to our podcast, you'll be able to listen to some of the things from some individuals that have some skills and expertise in this area. So you can look for people with youth empowerment information. We're going to be having the home visiting program come in. We'll be talking about postpartum depression, and then we'll hit in on discrimination, implicit bias, and some other hard and challenging topics. The goal for the podcast is to encourage and to build the community to understand that these issues do exist, but also that some of these social determinants do affect birth outcomes. It also affects how individuals are sustaining their lives. So we want to make sure that people live a happy life, a healthy life, and a great life, to where they can be empowered to know what services are available in Kenosha.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you all for listening in today, and thank you, Atifa, for answering all my questions that I had. You can listen to more of our podcast at KenoshaLife.wixsite.com. You will find us there. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and we hope you tune in next time.